Doctors rushed Ariel Sharon back into the operating room after a brain scan indicated renewed bleeding on his brain. Dr. Shlomo Mor Yosef, the director of Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital, says Mr. Sharon's blood pressure also dropped on Friday.
Just at the time of CT scan, the intracranial pressure was higher than expected, and there were some changes in the blood pressure of the Prime Minister. In the CT scan, we demonstrated enlargement of the ventricle of the brain and one spot of bleeding. All this turned into a decision to take the Prime Minister into the operating room in order to reduce the intracranial pressure.
Mr. Sharon's two sons, Omri and Gilad, are at his bedside on Friday. Mr. Sharon has been widowed twice. Government offices were closed at midday on Friday in preparation for the Jewish Sabbath observances. Acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and other senior government officials are said to be monitoring Mr. Sharon's condition closely. Friday's medical developments occurred as several overnight polls indicated Mr. Sharon's newly formed Kadima Party could still win Israeli elections on March 28th. Still unresolved is who will lead the party following Mr. Sharon's departure, but polls show many Israelis would support Ehud Olmert as a new party leader. Joshua Teitelbaum of the Moshe Dayan Center and a professor at Tel Aviv University says the polling data will likely change by election day.
As far as polls go, you have to take them with a grain of salt. I think we have now a bit of a sympathy vote. It may be that they may lose support a couple of days in a week or so, because this party, Kadima, was really Sharon's party in every way. So without Sharon, I think we'll see it lose support after the sympathy vote dissipates.
Polls taken just before Mr. Sharon's massive stroke on Wednesday showed him a heavy favorite to win re-election to a historic third term as Prime Minister of Israel. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.